The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Happy Saturday, good morning, good afternoon, good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. If you are, this is your first time listening, if you'd like to join our private Facebook group, feel free to join us under Singles Who Pray. We will love to have you. We are a community of singles who love to pray, love to empower each other, encourage, and also we love to laugh. And we would love to have you in our group. And shout out to Singles Who Pray. And shout out to all the new members. Guys, we are up to almost over 900 members. To God be the glory. And I'm so excited to be connected to you guys. And it's such an honor. And I mentioned last episode that I'm looking to do a virtual meetup in August. We can get on a Zoom, we could just, you know, see each other, chat, laugh, have fun, and I want to do this. So guys, send me your ideas, send me the dates that work for you guys, even the time zones, because I know that we are all in different places, even different countries, so we're going to make it happen some way. But I would love for us to just, I know you guys see me here and there, but I want to see you guys, and I want to get to know you guys, so I'm looking forward to it. All right. And I am a Christian life coach. So if you would like coaching, you need help on your single journey, or maybe you have an idea that needs to come to life, you need help with social media content, ideas that you know, for posting, or you just need accountability to accomplish those goals, you have a book in you, or maybe you want to become a coach, sign up for a discovery call. I will love to coach you. I had a discount for this week. It's ending tonight. So if you guys are still looking to join one of my programs, it's at a discounted price for this week only for Singles Who Pray members. And I only have a few slots left. So please do it as soon as possible. And also for those who are listening for the first time, I'm also a content creator for YouVersion, have many devotionals on there for my singles and just believers alike. And I do have a new devotional coming out in August. Whew. Every time I say these announcements, it's so long, but I have to say because I don't know who's new and who's listening. So you guys always have to bear with me. So welcome to a new episode. I did a pop-up episode earlier this week, and thank you guys for tuning in. It was very random. I never post episodes throughout the week, only on Saturdays, but I really felt led to get that word out. And feel free to listen to it if you haven't. This is more of a part two. So I hope everyone had an amazing week. And I will say this now, I don't know who this is for, but I really truly believe God is opening up supernatural doors this month, before this month ends, before this year ends. God is doing something so supernatural. So believe it, receive it. I'm gonna receive that for myself as well. But God is doing something. I really truly believe that. So the topic for today is walking through the right doors. God opportunity versus a good opportunity. But we'll talk about walking through the right doors on today. And you know, one of my assignments is to empower singles to make sure we are glorifying God in all that we do, being intentional, maximizing our singles season, and staying committed to what God is calling us to do. Sometimes I see it too many times that singles are just stagnant, or they're not truly doing what the Lord has called them to do. They're just not moving, just waiting, but not really doing what God has called them to do. And it's time for us to move and for us to keep moving. And in this season, God is going to be bringing so many opportunities are coming our way, and we must allow the Holy Spirit to be in our decision making. And let me say this, we're talking about God opportunities. Sometimes God opportunities are not always easy. I know, because we think, because it's God's going to be always, everything's going to be rainbows and everything, but sometimes God opportunities are not always easy. It can still be God ordained, but we still have work to do. There will be challenges, but it's going to stretch you. It's going to mold you into the person God is calling you to be. Your character is being developed in this season. I have story time. You guys know I always have story time. I remember being in two different positions, one in ministry and one in a secular position. And both positions grew me as an individual. At the time, I didn't even know that my secular position was a God-ordained opportunity, because at this time, I wasn't really saved and I didn't really seek God about the opportunity. I felt that it was, you know, the right move for me, but I did not know this was God's, you know, plan for, you know, for my life, so that my character can be developed. Because in this role, my patience was tested. It grew me as a person. It gave me a different outlook on life, and it gave me a great love and patience for people, and for people in different walks of life, different backgrounds, different religions, different cultures. Like, it really stretched me as a person, and it made me very, aware of other people and how people, you know, grew up and stuff. And it was a great experience for me, because it was just like, it broadened my horizons. And in this role, I learned a lot, and it developed my character, because everything wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, you know, but God gave me the opportunity to love people, to empower people, to coach people. I even did that, and I wasn't even a coach then, but God saw it fit for me to coach people in this position. And there was a lot of challenging moments that would arise in a certain position. And I could have, you know, got out of character. I could have went back to like my old ways, because you guys don't know how I used to get, you know, a little crazy with the mouth when I wasn't saved, but God delivered me from that. In this role, God really, you know, molded me into the person he wanted me to be. And even when, you know, other situations were rise, I was able to really just not get out of character. And like I said, someone out there, you may be at a job and you don't really like it, or you don't really care for it, but God is molding you right in that position, right on that job. God is testing your patience. God is molding you into the person that you are called to be. God is giving you greater love for people. God is giving you leadership skills. God is just doing so many things in different areas on that job. And this is a message for someone out there. I don't know who it is, and you may be saying, like, I just can't stand this job. I don't know why I'm here. But I'm telling you, sometimes we're in certain places because God is developing us for our destiny, developing us for our next season of our life. You may be in a certain organization, or just in your community, just certain things, or it could just be you living amongst people in your neighborhood, and there are certain things that come up and you're just like, I'm so sick of these people. But God could be using that to develop you into the person he is calling you to be. All right. So like I said, some opportunities are not always going to be so, you know, amazing and stuff. Sometimes those opportunities, God is ordaining those so that you can grow. Let me say that again. God can ordain an opportunity so that you can grow. And I believe this is a season of growth for all of us. And this is a season of acceleration, new job opportunities, changing of careers, new relationships, transitions, new location, elevations. God is opening up so many doors in this season. I'm excited, guys. I hope you guys are excited with me. But with every opportunity, every door, every open door, every closed door, we must seek the Lord and we must do our part. Go with me to Isaiah 22 and 22. I will give him the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court. When he opens doors, no one will be able to close them. When he closes doors, no one will be able to open them. Amen. So I will give you three things you should do as you are, walking before you walk through certain doors. So the most important thing, and I always say this, is pray. And everything we do, we must pray. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. This is singles who pray, right? We must pray daily. And we must have a posture of prayer in this season. Go with me to Colossians 4 and 2. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Let me say that again. Devote. Devote means to give all and a large part of one's time. Prayer must not be done only occasionally. It must be done every day in our lives. It must be a habit and it must be our lifestyle. I know we are all in different, we're all in different places in our life when it comes to prayer. And maybe you may feel like you can't pray long, or you may feel like you can't find the words to say. Believe me, that was me. Many times, I didn't even know what to say to God. And I used to get so frustrated, why do I even pray? Because I don't even know what to say. But your prayers don't have to be fancy. Just sincere. Be real. Pray from your heart, and God will honor that. Go with me, 1 John 5 and 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Prayer brings peace. Prayer brings direction and clarity. We need direction and clarity when walking through doors that we are praying about. We need the clarity. We need the direction. God, is this where I should go? And prayer sharpens our discernment. So the next step is discernment. We need discernment when it comes to walking through certain doors. Discern if this is from God or not. We must discern when job opportunity, business opportunities, decisions that we have to make in our life. Singles, discern when you meet someone. Don't just get hyped because they say all the right things that you want to hear. Discern, are they truly the real deal? I'm going to say the right deal. The real deal. Are they the real deal? Are they truly what they say they are? Discern, are they truly sent by God? Sometimes we get so caught up in, looks and what people say, but you have to discern the actions. You have to discern, the person. And like I stated in the episode about childlike faith, we must humble ourselves before God because we don't know everything. Ask God for wisdom. Like, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. Should I walk through this door? Lord, give me wisdom. And during this week, I came across 2 Chronicles 1:11-12 in a Bible reading plan. And it was perfect for this episode. So God said to Solomon, because of your greatest desire to help your people, and you did not ask for wealth, riches, fame, or even death of your enemies or a long life, but rather you asked for wisdom and knowledge to properly govern my people. Wow. I will certainly give you the wisdom and knowledge you requested, but I will also give you wealth, riches, and fame such as no other king has before or will ever have in the future. I just love this verse because it just shows that Solomon, he wanted wisdom before anything else. He didn't even ask for long life. Like, when you have wisdom, you can have long life with how you eat. You have a healthier life because you know how to eat better. And before we ask for wealth, you know, the boo, the opportunities, we should be asking for wisdom, because wisdom from God will open the right doors, and God will give us those things anyway, right? So go with me to Proverbs 1 and 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the next part is more practical. Research. When you are looking to walk through certain doors. And if you're looking for a job, research the job, research the people. LinkedIn is a great place to research jobs and opportunities. If you're looking to work with people in business, look at their business pages on Facebook. I feel like we're so social media driven in this world. Like, you can research everything before you say yes. Because I feel like sometimes we are so hyped for opportunities. We are so driven by opportunities that we don't really take time to research and see, like, and before even the research, we pray, we discern, and then we research. But we have to see, like, does their vision, whatever they got going on, does it align with what I'm trying to do? Research when you work with, want to work with people in ministry, in your community. Research the people that your kids, did you have your kids around? Research the schools, the programs. We have technology at our hands. We could research. Even research the person that you may be interested in. No one should be getting catfish in this part of life when we have technology at our hands. And this is just a practical step to research. You know, we can pray, we can discern, but we also can research. We can do things on our end. And always remember that your name is important. And you can't attach your name to everything. So it's always good before a great opportunity comes your way, and before you say yes. Because you don't want to say yes to something and then you regret it because you didn't do your research. And I had to learn, even when I was, you know, young, started my business really young, I wasn't even 20. I had to learn I made a lot of mistakes, and I had to learn just about who I attached my name to. And as I, you know, gained wisdom and just through experiences, I can't attach my name to everything. And that's why I research everything before I say yes. And I just hope this message helps someone today, gives a revelation or just confirmation. Maybe there is a opportunity on the table and you just been sitting on it. Make sure you pray, you discern, you research in this season, because God is doing it. God is opening many doors, but we have to do the work as well. So go with me to Proverbs 22 and 1. Choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver and gold. So again, I pray that this message will help someone. I am praying for you guys. I know that God is doing amazing things in this season. God is doing things that we have never seen before, things we had never heard of before. God is just doing amazing things. So I pray that you be encouraged and just be ready to do all that the Lord is calling you to do. We will pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for this being a day that we never seen before. Lord, touch every single person that is listening. You know them name by name, one by one, every location. Lord, we thank you for your hand being on the lives of the singles who are listening, God. We thank you for how you are strengthening them. We thank you for how you are guiding them, protecting them, God. We thank you for the open doors that you are opening in this season, God. We thank you for the supernatural doors, God. We thank you for how You are giving us discernment and wisdom on which way to go in this season. God, help us to strengthen our prayer life, to pray about every situation that comes our way, to stay at your feet until we hear an answer from you, God. We thank you for us doing the work by researching before we say yes, God. Lord, we thank you for how you are just guiding us in this season, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the singles who are being molded as leaders. We thank you for how you are rising up leaders in this season. Lord, we thank you for how you take every situation and work it out for our good. Lord, help us to see you in every situation. Help us to grow in our love, to grow in our patience, and to grow in the knowledge of you in every situation, God. So Lord, we are excited for what you're about to do. Lord, we are praising you in advance for every godly open door. Lord, we are praising you in advance for every opportunity that is aligned with your will. Lord, we are praying right now for singles who need stability. They need financial miracles. Lord, they need jobs. They need open doors. Someone out there is waiting for a godly open door so they can do all that you are calling them to do. They are eager to live their purpose. They are eager to live for you, and they want to glorify you in everything that they do. So Lord, we are praising you in advance for all that you are about to do in the lives of the single. So Lord, we just want to give you all the glory and all the honor. We ask that you touch a single where they are. Wrap your arms around them, God. Do something today that shows them that you are with them, God. So Lord, we give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.